News in brief: Amazon warehouse jungle. Hundreds of injuries have taken place at Amazon warehouses in Britain in the past 3 years. The GMB union says that one worker at a London site was left unconscious after a head injury and stopped breathing. And figures show it's getting worse. Amazon employs over 27,000 workers in the UK. Between 2016 and 2019, 622 serious injuries were reported, including 5 near misses. Serious injuries are those severe enough to stop someone doing their normal job for 7 days. Workers at Amazon are paid £9.50 an hour. It would take them around 203 hours to match the £1,925 Amazon boss Jeff Bezos earns every second, safely sat in his plush office, lounging around in his mansion, or sunning himself on a yacht, away from his company's dangerous warehouses. Boris's golden age. Boris Johnson's Queen's speech in December bragged of a golden age for the UK. The Prime Minister also pledged to upgrade workers' rights as part of a Tory Brexit. The reality is a million miles away from this nonsense. After a decade of Tory-led governments, job security has never been more precarious. The latest official figures from the Office for National Statistics show almost 1 million workers are now on zero-hour contracts, the highest on record. This figure represents a year-on-year increase of 130,000, or 15.4%. And who benefits from this burgeoning business model? Not zero-hour workers, who worry about whether they'll have enough hours work to earn sufficient wages to pay the rent and household bills. No, the only beneficiaries are the bosses, who can hire and fire at will without the overhead of workers' rights. This is the golden age Boris hails, a golden age of Dickensian capitalism. Zero-hour contracts with associated low pay and the absence of other employment rights must be fought. The best way to do that is through the trade unions. In fact, late last year, members of the PCS union working for a private employer at government offices in central London secured the London Living Wage, increased sick leave, and paid holidays, as well as union recognition, by taking indefinite strike action over many weeks. Currently, members of the university and college union are striking to end casualization, among other demands. See page 8. End zero-hour contracts, support the UK strikers. Floody stupid planning. Following the disastrous floods in Britain, 11,410 new homes are to be built in areas at high risk of flooding. One-tenth of all new homes in England, since 2013, were built in the highest risk areas, Guardian analysis has found. Callous course cuts. The Tories are removing funding for 5,000 education courses. Their justification is that very few people have enrolled in the qualifications to be cut. But many are specialist certificates for people with physical or learning disabilities. One course for the CHOP is for people with visual impairment to work in therapeutic and spa industries. It's never going to have big numbers enrolling, but it's crucial for those who do,